弟兄姐妹一起在这里敬拜神，特别是我们在2017年在这个庆祝主耶稣复活的日子，我们和大家一起来敬拜神。我们首先先祝大家新年蒙福。 I'm so happy and so glad and to be here to worship God with you all in the beginning of 2017, you know, in this new building of the Grace Chinese Church. 华恩教会在我一生当中，在我的服事，在我的属灵道路上有非常重要的地位。我们在这里是学习服事主，我们在这里领受呼召。2010年，当我们离开这里的时候，我记得很清楚，是我们还在 Param Road 的教会，然后孟牧师还有其他三位弟兄的男生四重唱为我们送行，我现在还记忆犹新，让我们很受感动哈。在过去3年当中，教会也是在我读神学院期间，对我们财务上和对我们祷告上的支持，让我们非常的感谢。所以我跟朱牧师讲，我们这次来，实际上我们是一次迟到的感谢，是我们由衷的感谢弟兄姐妹在主耶稣基督里对我们的支持和信任。这是今天呢，我也借着这个机会，我们时间很短哈，但是说我们来分享一点点主在我们一家当中上的奇妙的恩典和作为哈。So this church, in the last, you know, I've only been here 4 years, but I have a very important role in my spiritual growth and walk. I accept my calling in this church. And 2010, when I left here, and they have a very good farewell service that Sunday, I still remember Pastor Moon's message. And last 3 years, and while we're in seminary, and the church also supported us financially and prayerfully. So we're very thankful. And we're here is a late Thanksgiving. So we thank you for your trust and support in Christ. And here we're going to share briefly, because Pastor Chu said I only have 45 minutes. So in bilingual, it's not a lot of time. But anyway, so I'll share with you how God has blessed us in the last few years. 好，我们在今天开始以前，我想请大家想一想，在每一年的新年的开始，我们每个人都会为自己做计划，对不对 ？New Year Resolution， 新年的计划。我想很多人想说，我们如何减肥，如何健身，如何工作，如何学习，就是 So every year at the beginning of the new year, we always think about something new. What we're going to do this year? What's my New Year resolution? Either get healthy body, study, work, anything. But 我们有没有想过？在这新的一年当中，我们如何能够更加的亲近主，我们在耶稣基督里能够长进。所以我盼望我们今天通过学习诗篇第一篇来提醒我们如何走人生的道路和走有福之路。 So have we ever thought about when we do our New Year resolution, how this year we can grow in Christ?And I hope, I wish in today when we share this passage, what we just read, Psalm 1, and to remind us how to walk in a blessed, the way of the blessed. So, 我们刚刚读过诗篇第一篇，这是神的话语。那我们就先一起来做个祷告。Let's pray first. 天父上帝，我们谢谢你给我们这样的恩典，让我们可以有这样的福气来到你的殿堂来敬拜你。我们求圣灵在这个时候真是大大的充满运行在我们的殿堂，愿主耶稣基督你的名得到荣耀，得到高举。这样的祷告靠主耶稣基督名求， Amen. Lord, we thank you for this morning. Give us this privilege, this grace for us to worship here together with you. May you send your spirit among us and work in us. May the name of Jesus be raised high in this church. In the name of Jesus we prayAmen. 我们知道诗篇第一篇是诗篇的第一卷首，常常被人称作是诗篇的窗户或者眼睛，也有人把诗篇第一篇称作是诗篇的序。我们正确的领会这首诗，能够帮助我们明白圣经当中最长的一卷书诗篇的含义。这首诗要教导我们敬畏神，远离罪恶，过神喜悦的生活。 This is the first psalm in the book of Psalms, and it's been called the eyes are the windows of the psalm. And some people said this is the foreword of the psalm. So it will, correct understanding of this psalm will help us to understand, better understand, correct understand the longest book in the Bible. So this psalm tells us how to live a life fearful of God and stay away from sin and walk in the path of what God likes us to walk. 这卷书一开始，如果我们现在请大家翻到这个圣经，我们继续来看。一开始告诉我们，我们人如何蒙福。Blessed is the man. OK， 一开始告诉我们如何蒙福。福对于中国人来说，都是我们一直在羡慕和追求的。特别是中国人，我们每一年春节的时候，我们家门口都会贴上福字，并且是倒着贴，希望福能够从天降，对不对？但是这个想法其实并没有完全错，福确实是从天而降，但想从天上领受福，倒贴一个福字是没有用的。我们需要清楚，神所赐的福并不是我们一般人想所理解的要消灾免祸或者是荣华富贵，而是享受从神而来的一切的丰盛。At the beginning of this psalm, we see how we can be blessed. And blessing is always what we're going for. You know, and in Chinese culture, you see there's blessings on the door in the Chinese New Year. You turn upside down. That means the blessing will come to this house. But the blessing, yes, is coming from above. But you cannot just put a word on your door. You have to understand.The blessing from God is not what we understand trouble-free or money, but it is the blessing and the abundance from God. 这首诗告诉我们，我们每一天，我们每个人面前都面临两条道路，一条是通往，是恶人的道路，是通往灭亡，是人因着自己的私欲选择了相信魔鬼的谎言，被诱惑走向了灭亡。另一条路是义人的道路，是有福之路，通往的是什么？永生。这就是耶稣基督在给我们马太福音给我们指出的宝贵的窄门小路。 So this psalm tells us lay in front of us there are two ways, two paths. One is for the wicked, is to destruction, and one is for the righteous, is for eternal life. That's what Jesus had told usIn Matthew 7:13, and he said, 你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多，引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。这是 Matthew 7:13 said, Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and way is broad, that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it, for the gate is small, the way is narrow, that leads to life, and there are few who find it.所以我们今天，我相信我们没有那么多时间，我本来是想说我们从三方面来学习我们如何走有福之路。 So we're going to study from three aspects how we walk the way of the blessed. But I don't think we have enough time, but we'll see how far we can go. 首先我们知道 first, 有福之路是一种选择。 So the path of the way of the blessed is a choice. 我们知道人生充满了选择。诗篇第一篇告诉我们，我们愿意走上有福之路的人必须要先明白什么是罪恶。当我们明白什么是罪，我们才能走上正确的选择，才能不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。 So our life full of choicesPsalm 1 tells us, for the ones who are willing, who wants to go on the path of the blessed, must understand first what's sin. And we must understand sin so we can make the right choice, so we can does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seats of souls. 我们这样才能走上有福之路。大家都知道，罪的定义，我们很基督徒知道是不重靶心，就是我们达不到神的标准。但是有另外一个牧师给罪下了一个定义，从另外一个角度帮助我，我也希望帮助大家能够认识罪。他说什么？他说罪就是宣称自己要掌管自己的生命。 让自己成为自己的神，以自己为中心，却不承认自己最需要的是认识神、顺服神，不愿意以神为自己生命的中心。这个就是罪。So, you know, most of the Christians know the sin, the meaning of sin is missing the mark. That means we cannot reach God's standards. But another definition from another pastor helps us to understand sin from the other aspect. Sin is to claim we control our own life. You know, want self to be our own God. Everything is self-centered.But does not believe we need God and need Him to be the center of our life. 所以弟兄姐妹，罪的表现就是凡事是为了满足自己的欲望，就是要为了 so want to satisfy my own desire. That's sin. So Romans 3:23, 罗马书3:23说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 我们生活在这个世界是什么？是充满了罪恶的引诱，而罪带来的后果就是要被审判。然后罪的工价乃是死。我们没有通过学习神的话语，我们才能知道什么罪是罪。但是弟兄姐妹们，我们知道什么是罪是远远不够的。今天经文告诉我们，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。这告诉我们，在我们知道罪是什么之后，我们一定要采取行动，一定要做出选择。这个选择就是不顺从罪的引诱，不选择不采取罪恶的行动，也选择不与罪人为伍。我们每一天都要做出选择。 So the world we're living in now, full of sins and full of distractions, temptation from sin, and the consequences, the penalty of sin is death. We have to learn God's word so we can know what is sin. But only know what is sin is far not enough. This tells us we have to do something. We have to make a choice to choose not to follow the temptation, not to do sinful acts, not to sit with the sinners. Every day, we have to make choices. Like today, 比如我们今天不来教会，来不来教会，这个就是我们一个选择。有些选择会有严重的后果，正确的选择会给我们福分，错误的选择会给我们痛苦。我相信今天我们在座的每一位至少做了一个正确的选择，就是来到教会敬拜神，这是何等的福分。 Everybody, you know, every day we face choices, and like what we are here today, whether you choose to come to church or not, choices always have consequences. Some bring blessing and some bring sufferings. But today, at least all of you are here, made one right choice. As you are here to worship God, this is such a blessing. So today I'm going to share with you three important choices in my life. I think that's probably as far as I can go today. Yeah. 今天我想和大家分享在我人生当中三个重要的信心的选择。The first. So, 1996年我来美国。我来美国是来读 MBA。我来美国的目标是为了我人生的成功。要用金钱，要用事业来证明自己的价值。可是在1998年一次布道会，神的灵就感动了，神的话语让我明白我自己过去生活在一个多么可怜的光景，认识人生的真正目标和意义价值，让我意识到我是生活在罪中，为自己而活。当时我说，我的决定，圣灵感动我，要决定认罪悔改，相信耶稣基督，接受他作为我 的救主和生命的主。1998年到现在19年了，每一次我回头来想，我心中都是充满了感恩和赞美，感谢神他对于我们人生的赐福。 So the first decision I made in 1996 when I came to this country, my goal in my life was to be a successful businessman. I tried to prove myself with money and with accomplishment. But in 1998, in one of the evangelism meetings, I was saved. And the Spirit of God convicted me. The Word of God let me understand how pitiful I was. And I realized the true meaning of my life. And so I decided I need to repent, confess my sin, repent, and accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And 19 years when I look back. So this, every time I think about it, my heart is full of thanks for God's blessings and His grace. This is my first, everybody here, 每一个基督徒都有这样的经历。但是下一个我跟大家分享我的决定，是我们在座有些人知道，有些人不知道，也是我们在朱牧师说我们去孟菲斯的决定。我们在2010年的时候，我们决定去搬家到孟菲斯。我是在2009年领受呼召，然后我领受呼召以后说，神，如果这真是你要让我做的事情，我想神你给我们一个印证，不是我出于我的血气。在第三个印证，我们就是想说，如果神你要带我们去读神学院，我们愿意顺服你。结果很奇妙的带领，我们就上帝就一步一步，在2010年的时候还是在 financial crisis， 这金融危机刚刚过，大家都不愿意新哈尔新雇人的时候，神给我们这个工作。当时我记昨天晚上我跟大家讲说，我记得非常清楚那个 moment， 当这个工作给我们的时候，我跟我太太周杰说，我们还在那条在这边大往北开的野马路上，我收到那电话说，我跟说把它赶快停到停车场，我就说我们已经知道这是神要让我们去读神学院，他给我们清楚的呼召，那我们也不需要搬家了，反正我们已经明白这是神的旨意，我们过几年我们就辞职，然后我们就去读了。周杰当时记得跟我提醒我一句话，他说如果我们知道这是神的旨意，如果我们不完全的顺服，那就是 half obedience is not obedience， 如果我们一半的顺服就是不顺服。所以从那个时候开始，我们就做这个决定，说要去搬家，搬到 Memphis 去。当时我离开的时候，我跟大家讲说，我不知道我为什么这个公司为什么要雇我，但是我知道神在掌管这一切。我记得在最后那次主日分享的时候，这是我跟大家的分享。但是我们这个就是凭着信心来跟从神的带领。So the second choice I made, I guess I want to share some of you know here.When I received my calling to ministry in 2009, but I was seeking confirmation from God. One of the last confirmation I seek from God is to give us a job, to take us to wherever there is a good seminary and where I can go and equip myself and strengthen my faith. And God had led us in 2010 to answer our prayer to guide us to Memphis. When we made that decision, we said, well, when I received the call, I said, well, you are being taken, you know, given the opportunity to move. And we decided at the time, I thought my first reaction is, oh, I know God's will now, I don't need to move, I'm just prepared to go to quit my job in a few years here, stay in Richmond. But I guess my wife had given me, godly advice, so tell me, so we should move. Half obedience is no obedience. So that's we decided to take a faithful choice to follow God, His guidance. The last one, of course, is not my last choices. 最后一个想跟大家分享的 ，Nobody knows, 没有人知道在 Richmond. But this is so powerful in my life. 在我生命当中，我最后要跟大家分享的，我这个选择。在这边我想相信没有人知道，我们也没有分享，但是这个抉择对于我们来说，对于我个人来说，是一个非常有力的 再一次证明上帝在我们生命当中的呼召，然后我们自己要做出一个选择的一个有力的例子。我去 Richmond， 我从 Richmond 离开是2010年8月份，离开 Richmond 到 Memphis 去。我在2010年、2011年，我去在 Memphis， 在 Memphis 一共工作了1.5年的时间。1.5年，因为我们去前我们并不知道我们什么时候会出来读神学院，我们说只是神你要带领我们先去一个地方，如果你的时间到了，你就呼召我们，我们就顺服。我们去了那边 ，So when I left here is 2010. I only worked there less than 1.5 years. Because when I left here, I don't know we don't know when we're going to go to seminary. But I guess we just ask God, when is your time? Just to tell us, and we will follow. 我们在 Memphis 那个公司，我在那边1.5年时间，我总共换了3个老板。然后第二个老板是被 lay off， 在他 lay off 的时候，他跟我讲，他说你需要。公司的文化在变，他说你现在需要再找第二条另外的路。当时我在想说，是我的时间没有到，可能才来1年嘛，我说时间没有到，我就开始找工作，我不敢离开孟菲斯哈，我就说我在孟菲斯周围找找找。So I, when I worked there 1.5 years, I had 3 bosses, and my second boss he was laid off, and he told me when he was laid off, he said,Oh, no, the culture in the company is changing. So you need to start looking for another job. So I said, okay, well, I guess I wasn't sure when God's timing. I only started here a year. I said, probably there more time. So I started looking for a job. I'm not there to leave Memphis because that's God called us. So we started looking for a job in Memphis area. 然后在几个月以后，神的恩典，他给我们一个新的工作，一个 offer. 这个公司他就跟我们讲，我们面试以后，这个公司就跟我说，他说我们这个刚刚收购了这个公司，这两个 owner 跟我们讲说，我们刚刚收购了这个公司，我们需要一个人像你一样可以到我们帮助我们做一些事情，然后他给了我一个 offer， 然后我说你现在你给我什么，我跟他讲说你给我这个工资太低了，我说跟我现在挣钱差不多嘛，他说马上他就说他马上给我加了 10%， 然后他就说，他说如果 money 是 only concern， 他说如果 money 是你的唯一的担心，你就跟我们讲你需要多少钱，我就给你多少钱。他说钱不是问题，他说我们需要像你一样有你经验的这样一个人。So you know, I started looking, I found a job is by God's grace, and he gave me a job, say, you know, and another company make me an offer, say, hey, give me a very generous offer. They said, money is not an issue. I just need somebody like you to come work here to help our company to grow. 但是神的恩典，在那个时候我们心一直又不平安，我跟周杰在讲说，我们是不是要开始去，如果在有真是有这样的变动，这神的时间，我们是不是就开始要准备去读神学院。然后我们就开始做这样的准备，当时我也请孟牧师给我写了一个推荐信，然后到12月的时候，2011年12月的时候，我们讲说，我们越来那时候在这个同时进行那个公司，我后来我们就跟那个公司讲，我祷告了以后，我说我们不想再工作了，再到你那边 take the job， 我们想1月份就去上神学院了。啊，那个人说，哦 ，OK， 哇，这个如果不是钱的问题，那我们也没办法做什么。既然说是神让你们去，去读神学院 ，OK。So in 2000, you know, while we're applying, you know, there in this turmoil, and our heart is not in peace, we said, if this is God's timing, he wants us to start seminary, we need to follow. So we started a process. So in around time frame of December 2011, that's when we started making our decision. We told the company who offered us the job, say, hey, we're not going to take the job because God is calling us to go to seminary.So and then, 我回来就开始在公司，在家里出差完了以后，本来要那天要写这个辞职信，结果回家以后我就跟周杰在写这件事，想这件事情要写，结果第二天早上公司的 HR 就把我找去，他说 HR 还有公司领导说你被你的 position 被 eliminated， 这个是你的 service package， I was laughing so hard. And I guess the HR people say, if you need counsel, please come talk to me. I said, yeah, I was smiling. I was, of course, not laughing. 我当时公司的人事部人跟我讲说，这是你的遣散费的时候，我心里真是充满了感恩。他这个 HR 就是不敢相信，看我的表现啊，他说你是不是受了刺激还是怎么样？但是我想这是神的信实哈，我一直在讲说，上帝给我们这个机会，让我们看到他的旨意。但是他让我们做，我们在想说，如果我们继续在走去工作的道路，神一定有他的旨意在里边。但是上帝让我们自己做一个选择，好让他的名得到高举。如果说我们只是说因为公司被雷奥，我可能没有办法站在这边讲说，人家想说你是被雷奥，所以你去读神学院。我想我这个上帝确实是很怜悯我们，让我们知道选择的重要性。我们跟随主的道路是我们也是一直在选择的道路，我们也可以选择蒙福之路，我们也可以选择灭亡之路，不合神心意的道路。弟兄姐妹们，但是我想说，每次我回在这个时候回想的时候，我们想说上帝他的恩典够我们用。 So every time, as I said, God gave us a choice, it's for the reason to make his name high. It's not for our own. Okay, if I was just laid off and I go to seminary, people would say, the non-believers, I guess believers are more generous. They would say, oh yeah, God has his time. But the non-believers, because he was laid off, so he go to seminary. No, I think God wants us to work for him, you know, to make our willingful choice so we can make his name high. So, 我想其实这时候常常在想说，上帝是这么奇妙，他是乐意赐福给我们的神，他对于神的赐予却是有绝对的主权，可是他对于福的选择权他却给了我们，这是我们人生最重要的选择。 So brothers and sisters, let's think about it. God is this God, he's willing to bless us. He had the full authority and he want, you know, he for the blessings, but he gave the choice to us. And he wants us to choose. This is our most important decision in our life. 我们愿意走上有福之路的人是要在我们人生上做出正确的选择，让我们要认罪悔改，远离罪恶，并且我们要时时警醒，保持对罪的高度警觉。彼得前书一章十四节到十六节对我们弟兄姐妹说的，说你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子，那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上说你们要圣洁，因为我们的神是圣洁的。 As brothers and sisters, as we are walking on the way of the blessed,And we had to make right choices. And we had to repent. And we stay away from sins. And we have to be alert. And as 1 Peter 1:14 through 16 said, Be obedient, children. Do not be conformed to the former lust, which was yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, the Holy, be holy yourself as in all your behaviors. Because it is written, You shall be holy, for I am holy. That's what God said.所以我们在神的话语的光照下，我们才能认识罪恶，我们只有通过圣灵的感动，我们才能远离罪恶，我们选择在神面前蒙悦纳，得神所赐的福分，走上有福之路。 So as brothers and sisters and friends, dear friends, we can only know what's sin under the illumination of God's wordand the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And only, you know, we can be blessed by God and walk on the way of the blessed. But as we walk on the way of the blessed, is not once for all. We need guidance. 当我们走上有福之路， 我们走有福之路不是一劳永逸，我们需要指引。That's my second point. I hope I can just go with another testimony. I think I'm going to wrap up, Pastor Chu. I know he said, we have other things, business we have to take care of. 有福之路的指引是圣经。第二节今天跟我们讲，唯喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福了。But his delight in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. 我们选择走上蒙福之路，我们必须要竭力追求，我们喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这是有福之路的指引，弟兄姐妹们。So when we are on this path, so we must try our best and love God's word and meditate day and night. This is the guidance of our way of the blessed.人生道路上有很多岔路口，我们需要学习圣经，我们才能明白神的旨意，做出正确的选择，我们生命才能得过造就。 In our life there are many choices. We only continue to study the word of God, we can know God's will, and so we can make the right choice, and our life can grow in Christ. 但是对于圣经，弟兄姐妹们，我们单单喜爱不够，我们还要多多思想。我们即使倒背如流，如果我们不理解其中的含义，圣经对我们没有任何意义。神对约书亚说过， The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate day and night, that you may carefully do according to all that is written in it. So,耶和华告诉约书亚说，这律法书你不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。所以弟兄姐妹，我跟大家，时间到，我就跟大家分享我人生当中最重要的一段经文。2007年我还在这边工作的时候，我有一次在出差的路上，在旅途当中，我就是在看这本圣经。 I still remember it's this Bible I was reading while I was on the plane on a business trip. That 在那天的时候，我在读，忽然飞机非常颠簸，我就没办法再读下去，然后我必须关上圣经。我在想，我说我刚才读了什么经文呢？我说我忘记我刚才读什么了。So while I was on the plane, I don't know if you have that experience, but while I was on the plane, there was great turbulence. I was reading the Bible, and the turbulence forced me to close the Bible. And I said, what did I just read? I forgot what I read. And as soon as my curiosity asked me to reopen the Bible as soon as the turbulence is gone. 当我的好奇心，我说再回来看我当时到底读了什么。这样的反复过了几次，那一次。我读的经文就是《哥林多后书》12章第8节哈，第8节到第10节，这个是我在过去这么多年一直是我的激励。这是使徒保罗说的。So what I read, it was Second Corinthians chapter 12:8-10. 为这事我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。这时候神对于我说，我的恩典够你用的。因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力护庇我。我以为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。This is what Second Corinthians chapter 12:8-11. Concerning this, I implored the Lord 3 times that I might leave me, and he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for the power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast my weakness, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I will well content with weakness, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, I am strong.弟兄姐妹，当我在读那段经文的时候，我再一次默想，在飞机上，我记得非常清楚，在10年前，在那个时候，我边想，我的眼泪哗哗哗就流出来。我想，神的恩典，我们是一个多么大的罪人，我生命当中充满的不是成功，而是充满的失败。可是神今天这样赐福给我们，让我就在那时候，我这一次的经历，然后这一段经文，一直就在让我想，哦，是神的恩典。 不是我们的能力。Yeah, this is a meditation, help me. 昼夜思想，过去这么多年我一直在想这句话。As I was finished reading that passage, I was sitting there meditating this passage. I broke down and tears started coming out of my eyes. I realized how great my God had treated me and saved me out of sin. It reminds me that how weak person I was, and I still am, my whole life full of nothing but failures. But he still loves me, and he saves me. So I will rather boast about my weakness, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. 在那个时候，我就把我自己交给神。I surrender myself to God. I said, God, use me. 2 years later, he called me out. 所以我在那个时候，当我做这个决定的时候，上帝两年之后呼召我出来，我反复思想。真是这些年，我越思想这段经文，我越承认自己的罪，自己的软弱。我唯一可以依靠的就是耶稣的能力，他的恩典护庇我，指引我在有福的路上。我们行走有福之路，弟兄姐妹们，我们需要常常读神的话语。 So as the years as I meditate this passage, it kept reminding me how weak I am and how I can only depend on God's graceOkay, so 在我们今天结束这个信息的时候， I have three questions. 我有三个问题想问大家。第一个问题， As I finish this, today's sermon, I want to ask you three questions. The first question, 在我们当中有没有这样的人愿意选择走上这个有福之路？这是我们人生最重要的选择。在这篇诗的结尾说，耶和华我们的神，他知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。有福之路是通往永生，从你做决定的那一刻开始。 So my first question to you is, for the ones who are non-believer, for the onesWho haven't made that choice? Do we have anyone who wants to make this important choice, most important choice in your life? Is walk on the way of the blessed. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The way of the blessed is for eternal life. It's from the moment you made your decision.If there's somebody, talk to the pastors. 如果是有人愿意做这样的决定，跟你们的牧师去讲。我就问第二个问题，是我们弟兄姐妹。我们在新年做计划的时候，我们有没有把我们读圣经放在我们新年的计划里头？弟兄姐妹，唯有我们通过读圣经，我们才能知道神的话语，才能知道昼夜思想，才能昼夜思想神的话语，才能一起奔走有福之路。所以弟兄姐妹，你们愿不愿意每天花时间多读神的话语？ So my second question to you is, in your New Year's resolution, have you put reading more of God's word in your resolution? It's only when you read God's word, you will know his willAnd you'll have the guidance to walk in the way of the blessed. Do you want to spend more time in reading God's word? And my third question, 第三个问题，我们在奔走有福之路的时候，弟兄姐妹们，我们需要被神所用，我们需要扩展神的国度，我们，你愿意追求在耶稣基督里生命的成长吗？ As we are walking the way of the blessed,We need to be used by God. We need to advance the kingdom. Do you want to grow in Christ? As I walk in, 我今天进来，我看到在墙上，我们教会今年的主题就是去造就门徒，学会教训，学主顺服。Go make disciples. Teach them to obey. That's the theme of our church. 这是主耶稣给我们每一个基督徒，每一个基督徒都是门徒。造就门徒不是一个课程，而是生命的建造。弟兄姐妹们，我们要在教会当中服侍，我们恒切的祷告，在服侍中成长。你们今年新的一年，你们愿不愿意在追求耶稣基督在生命的长进上去努力追求？ So as we see the theme today is go make disciples, teach them to obey. This is God's command for every Christian. It is every Christian are disciples. Make disciples is not a set of curriculum. It's to build up our spiritual life, and we serve in God's home, in the church. We pray earnestly, and we grow in serving Him together. Let's pray. 天父上帝，我们真是感谢赞美你，何等的恩典，我们谢谢你。主，你的恩典够我们用的。主，我们就是在这里夸你的恩典，愿主你的能力覆庇我们。主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你，愿主你得到一切的荣耀。这样的，我们在这里为我们这个华恩教会祷告，愿主你在这里大行，继续的行奇事，愿主你大大的使用这个教会，愿主你的恩典、你的怜悯护庇这个教会。这样的祷告，靠主耶稣基督名求， Amen. Dear Father.